Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 16. The first significant snowfall of the season is forecast for this weekend, and everyone is being urged to be prepared. Todd Pritchard with Wisconsin Emergency Management says the current forecast calls for several inches to fall.
The storm is going to be kind of a long duration where we're going to be having, you know, it's going to start kind of on Saturday. It'll probably run through Monday. It's going to be light snow to moderate snow over, you know, 36 hours.
Pritchard notes, however, that not all the forecast models agree on how much will fall where. A winter storm watch has been posted for the entire area beginning at 6 o'clock Saturday evening and continuing through midnight Sunday night. That will likely change to a warning as the storm moves closer. Julie Anderson, Director of Public Works and Development Services, says the county's crews and equipment are ready to go, and she's asking drivers to give the plows the room they need to do their jobs. The snow will be followed by a period of very cold weather, with highs on Wednesday expected to only hit 10 degrees. The Racine County dive team was called to Lake Como in Walworth County at just after 3 o'clock this afternoon to assist in the search for a man who was believed to have fallen through the thin ice. Walworth County first responders were reported on the lake with an ice boat searching for the victim near Geneva National. No other information about the incident was available. On Monday, U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development Regional Administrator Antonio Riley will come to Kenosha to make an important announcement regarding a Section 108 loan guarantee to the city and Mayor John Antaramian. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Karko.
With new Fire Chief Charles Leipzig Jr. also scheduled to attend, the press briefing, which is set for 10 o'clock that morning at the Fire Department's Administration Building, is expected to be in reference to funding for the new Super Fire Station. Mayor Antaramian's plan was to borrow more than $4.7 million from the federal government, pay it back over 20 years with HUD CD block grant funds at about $250,000 a year. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
Case High School was the setting for the latest Visioning a Greater Racine event, billed as Invention City 2.0. With a mission statement of, by the year 2030, working together, we have created a flourishing place we are all proud to call home. The visioning part of the two-hour gathering involved different groups talking over the various components of what would make the community better. Then County Executive Jonathan Delagrave talked about efforts to get those who still need a high school diploma or GED certificate one, some 9,000 in the city of Racine and 6,000 elsewhere.
88% of employers are experiencing difficult filling positions. They also report a total of 727 projected openings in the next 12 months. Nearly half of those openings require at least some experience, though. If Racine County employers hired just 895 more workers, our county would match the state's unemployment rate.
Racine Unified Superintendent Lolly Haas promoted the Academies of Learning, now underway for high school freshmen. Anyone interested in a community vision for the year 2030 can go online to info@visioningagreaterracine.com. The voters recommended approval just over a month ago, and the Burlington Common Council is continuing the process to advance a $5 million plan to construct a new community pool at DeVore Park. During this week's Committee of the Whole meeting, Carrico Aquatics' Jason Krapfel, during discussion about the operation of the pool, said the key remains finding the right person to manage it.
I mean, I can teach pool stuff. The lifeguarding side, we can teach. With, you know, Carrico Aquatics, we teach the operation side of it, the chemicals, the things like that. To find somebody with a lot of my city pools that are customers, they find teachers. You know, they have that summer free, gives them something to do. Marketing background, a business background, a leadership background, very helpful.
An endowment fund, membership money, and general revenue are projected to cover the pool's maintenance, with 8 lifeguards being projected for the hours of operation. A meeting is scheduled December 20th in council chambers on the pool project, with work still targeted to begin next year for an opening in 2018. A Kenosha County canine that recently had to be put down after suddenly becoming ill will be honored during a ceremony tomorrow morning at the Wisconsin Veterinary Referral Center at 4333 Old Green Bay Road in Mount Pleasant. Other canine units from across the area will be there to honor Canine Klaus, the 9-year-old German Shepherd who was a member of the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department's canine team. Klaus died in late November after he was diagnosed with internal bleeding and multiple masses on his spleen and liver. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.